The Jones Road wildfire in southern Ocean County, New Jersey, was 50% contained as of Thursday night and had burned more than 15,000 acres. 19-year-old Joseph Kling was taken into custody Wednesday. At a news conference, Ocean County Prosecutor Bradley Billimer did not disclose why Kling may have started the fire.
We used some investigative techniques that I don't necessarily want to disclose at this time, but some technological advances, I can say publicly, that we were able to place him at the scene, and we have some witness statements that corroborate that.
The investigation is ongoing. Kling has been charged with second-degree aggravated arson and third-degree arson. He is being held in the Ocean County Jail. The White House wants to eliminate nearly all federal funding for public media, including NPR and PBS. WHYY's Carmen Russell Suchansky reports on the impact this may have on public media in the region.
The proposal would rescind $1.1 billion already set aside for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. WQLN, a smaller NPR and PBS affiliate which serves the city of Erie and mostly rural Erie County, relies on federal funding for around 40% of its budget. Cindy Spazzarni, station president and CEO, says that losing it would present an existential dilemma and impact their ability to provide news and educational programming for kids.
It impacts everything that we do. I mean, being such a small station, it's a huge loss to WQLN.
Democrats from Pennsylvania are pushing back, calling public media essential. But Republicans like Representative Scott Perry back the cuts, calling NPR and PBS propaganda outlets. President Trump is expected to ask Congress to eliminate the funding soon after they return from recess, April 28th. Carmen Russell Sluchansky, WHYY News.
Delaware School Board member Doug Manley is suing a fellow school board member who has been living in Pakistan for the past 14 months. Manley argues Naveed Bakir no longer meets state residency requirements, but the district is allowing him to vote and participate virtually. State lawmakers have introduced legislation to fix the issue, but Manley says the process is too slow.
I wouldn't be surprised maybe if it sits until June 30th at the last possible second. I also wouldn't be surprised if it just gets dropped completely.
Manley is asking the court to rule that Bakir is not a resident and to bar him from staying on the board. Checking sports and checking weather, the Phillies are at Wrigley Field to take on the Cubs this afternoon. Probable pitchers will be Taiwan Walker for the Phils and Colin Ray for the Cubs. The Cubs are quite good, so we'll see what happens in Chicago. In the NFL draft, the Eagles traded up one spot with the Chiefs, and they ended up getting linebacker Jihad Campbell of Alabama, and Campbell's a native of Gloucester Township, New Jersey. The forecast: sun in the morning hours. We've got that now. Increasing clouds later today. A high of 81 in Philadelphia. The breeze 10 to 15 miles an hour.